This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESB.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Dubois, here's Mark Irvin.
Hello, Owl fans. Welcome to Game 3 of the 2024 varsity season. Tonight we made the trip down to Dubois to E.J. Mansell Stadium to take on the Dubois Beavers. Bradford and Dubois both setting so far 1-1 on the season, so look to have a good matchup here, as last week Bradford came up with a big win after a long trip down to Manitow. Dubois, they played Punxsutawney and came out with a 30-13 win. So tonight we're looking for a good matchup here, and potential some weather might get to us. So we'll see what happens. As two teams are both very, very pass-heavy. Bradford looking to build off last week's big win and keep that momentum going. Last week, if you were here joining us or down at the stadium there, really good play by the offensive line, and also a couple sophomore running backs for us really stepped up and took charge and had great, great games. Dubois, after their win over at Punxsutawney, one game there, their first game they were pass heavy, last game they were run heavy, kind of not real sure where they're going to be. They're led by Trey Wingard, their senior quarterback. So far in the season, he's got 535, four touchdown passes. However, he has thrown a couple of interceptions. Dixon will be their running back. Let me get a first name on him here in a moment. But he's definitely a speedster that the Owls are going to have to try to contain. So tonight, Flynn is not with me. Flynn decided to take himself a little trip down south. So filling in for Flynn tonight, we got Travis Wido. Travis, a St. Mary's native and a ECC grad and former football player. So he's going to be joining us in the booth with his football knowledge and expertise. And Travis, this is the first high school game you've been to in a while.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly call it expertise, Mark. I'll tell you what I do know, though, when I do know things. It's well, my daughter's cheerlead for St. Mary's area, so I have been to a few games here and there. But, you know, mostly I'm just cheering on my kids and not paying attention to what's going on the field. So it's been a while since I've been actually involved in picking apart the game the way that we're going to do it today. But I appreciate you having me aboard. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. It's going to be like riding a bike, Travis. As soon as you see it, it's just all going to come back to you. I know you suffered a concussion or two or eight. But it'll come back to you. You'll be good to go.
Well, let's hope so.
So Bradford, like I said, a pass-heavy offense, and we're really, really fortunate to have the quarterback that we have. I mean, Talon Reese is as good a quarterback as you're going to see in District 9. I've seen him overthrow one ball this year, which is absolutely incredible, and he's just spot on every time. And also, I need to give props. Last week, Travis, I'm not sure what the weather was like where you were at, but we ended up going through a weather delay down in Manitow, which is just north of Butler. Dumped rain. It was bad. But John Jasper for the Owls, their center, not a faulty snap at all. Wet ball, wet conditions, you know, and a pretty intense game there because even though the end score was big, it was nothing after the first quarter, so I want to give props to Mr. Jaspers. He did a fantastic job out there.
That's the mark of a good center, Mark. The fact that he can handle the ball and protect his quarterback all at the same time, that's big, especially in inclement weather.
Yeah, sure, and obviously being able to get a snap off is imperative. Bradford's number one target, Logan Kohler, he started out a little bit on the tough side, had a couple drops very first series last game. However, he came back, and we've seen a typical Logan who is, he's got all district speed. He's just flat out lightning fast. Also, Brody Haviland, one of the sophomores I mentioned, he's going to get some time in the backfield along with Tommy Langdon, who last week, both of those guys, the best way to describe those two is they're just football players. They got the instinct, they understand what's going on, blocking schemes, and they both have speed, but they're not afraid to run you over either. And I kind of think they both prefer to run you over, is, you know, just watching them up here. Typical 4-4 defense for Bradford. A lot of speed on this team this year. Super, super, super good skill players. So we'll see what we got. With Du Bois, they got blowed out pretty bad first week by Carnes City. Then, of course, like I said, their win last week against Punxsutawney. So we're not real sure what they got. Same with Bradford after that blowout loss to Brookville and then the big win last night against Montauk, who's definitely in another rebuilding year. So we're really going to see tonight what we have as far as what each team's got, what we're doing. And tonight's going to be a big test for Bradford. So we'll see how it goes. So we're going to go ahead and get some of our notes together as the teams are starting to come out on the field. Bradford on their far sideline there, and their road whites is looking sharp as always, and Du Bois in their traditional home blacks. So we'll be back with you in a few minutes and with the starting lineups presented by Kathy Overmeyer at Team ERA at ERA Team VP Real Estate. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Du Bois. You're here on the pregame show for the Bradford versus Du Bois game. As I mentioned before, we're going to do some of our starters tonight. We're going to start off with John Jasper, a 6'3", 287-pound senior. Also starting tonight is going to be Jacob Abers, 5'9", 211-pound junior. Braylon Little, 6', 232-pound sophomore. Blake Callahan, a 6', 278-pound junior. Skill players, obviously know Talon Reese is going to start in the backfield for the Owls, along with Jordan Thompson, 5'7", 160-pound junior. Logan Kohler, 5'6", 140-pound junior. And Tommy Langdon, 5'8", 170-pound sophomore. So those are going to be some of the starters for the Owls. As here, the pregame festivities are still going on. The Du Bois band out there and the veterans in the crowd. And also getting ready to do the national anthem for us. So we'll keep going as they're finishing up that. So Flynn, even though he left us for the week, He did leave us some notes and his thoughts, as he does a lot of research prior to these games before he comes up. And Flynn highlighted a few players to watch for Du Bois, including, as I mentioned, Trey Wingard as their quarterback. Trey's a 6 foot, 205 pound junior. We didn't see him last year. He was unfortunately hurt when Bradford played Dubois. Also, not real sure if they're going to be pass heavy, run heavy, and how they're going to handle Bradford's D line, especially if Bradford's D line plays like they did last week. And Travis, what's the key to how important is line play in high school football?
It's the backbone of everything when you think about it, because if you don't have a good offensive line protecting your quarterback and opening up holes for the tailbacks, like, the defense can just shut it down, and your defense can actually control the entire game from the defensive line. If you can get to the quarterback faster than he can release the ball in a passing situation, like, you pretty much got her nailed.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that Bradford does that I really like is their defensive ends aren't just big, huge, stout guys. I mean, we got Lucky Giordano in there, who's also our number two quarterback at defensive end. And just, it's interesting watching other teams try to handle his speed, because he's quick. And as I said a few minutes ago, Bradford, one of their assets this year is the amount of speed that they have is just incredible. They got a few guys there they'll make some noise at districts when spring rolls around and track season gets going. I mean, they're that fast. So looking forward to see how Dubois is going to handle that. Also, Tommy Langdon last week, he's got four total TDs on the year, three of them just last week. Defensively for Bradford, standing out for us so far has been Jordan Thompson and Evan Whitmore. They're both averaging 9 tackles a game. They're both in the linebacker positions. They kind of swap in and out between inside and outside linebacker, but just their nose for the game, especially Evan. Evan's been top 10 in tackles in D9 since he was a freshman, so he's really looking to continue to build the momentum that he has so far this year. One thing that Bradford, I think, needs to do is find a good balance to the run in their pass game. And like I said, there's potentially some weather coming in a little bit, so we're not so sure how that's going to go. But, yeah, I mean, we're 100% confident in Talon Reese. So far this year, Talon's got 453 yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, which is that's unheard of, especially at this level of football. So it's good to have Talon back and Talon healthy. And also Talon this year has a line that he can trust and a line that he can depend on to, so he's not running constantly. I mean, although when you see him play, Travis, his ability to throw on the run is uncanny. It's unreal. And usually those guys, you know, get those perfect passes in stride. They sat back in the pocket and, you know, they got time.
I was watching him during warm-ups, and if that's any indication of how he's going to play the rest of the game, they're gonna light up Dubois' secondary all day.
Yeah, I definitely hope so. Dubois does have some decent size. I was just kind of scanning over real quick. They look to be a pretty young team, but for the most part, they even got some eighth graders dressed out there, which is, you don't really see that too often, especially Dubois. Usually their numbers are incredibly, you know, elevated. So we'll see what happens. Longtime coach down here. He's been here forever. Obviously, they get good support. Beautiful stadium that they just rebuilt. So, and this is one of the towns that's fun to come to and play football, because the whole town's involved. I mean, you see all the fire departments got engines set up over there. It don't look like it because the band's right in front of us, but the bleachers are full. So it's just a real good time to come down here and watch a game. So hopefully we'll be going home with a win tonight. So we're going to wrap up the pregame show right now, and we're going to get ready as the Owls are getting ready to take the field. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
101.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
So, welcome back to Mansell Stadium as the Owls took a touchback as they received the ball on the opening kickoff. So they took the ball at the 20 and have quickly ran one play, which was Tommy Langdon up the middle for, looks like, only about a yard. Bradford in their away whites, black helmets, looking sharp out there as they're working from left to right. Talon in the shotgun. Haviland off to his left. Dubois showing blitz, and there's the first flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be a foul start against Bradford, so that's going to push him back 5 yards. Travis, as we look out there, just size-wise, both on our roster sheets and just looking, it looks like their lines are matching up pretty well.
Yeah, they're pretty evenly matched on the line as far as size goes, but it does look like throughout the rest of the field, Bradford kind of has the edge on this one.
Yeah, let's see if they're able to take advantage of that as Tal and Litton, his troops know the plays. He's back in shotgun again. Looks like Haviland off to his left. Talon takes a snap, hands it off to Haviland. Haviland bounces off one tackle, but wrapped up in the backfield. He's going to take a small loss there. There's a whole pile of Dubois guys were able to knock him down behind the line. Looks like it's going to be about a 4 yard loss.
Yeah, they definitely smelled that out in a hurry. They were all over him. They knew it was coming, even with the play action.
Yeah, they showed a lot of speed on there as Bradford substitutes a couple of guys in. Talon comes back from the sideline with the play call. I'm assuming they're probably going to go for it as they have it marked as 3rd and 16 from the 14-yard line.
Yeah, no huddle, right to the line.
Talon, shotgun, looking for the ball, takes a snap, drops back, looking left, lets it go. Looking for Enzo Alio. Alio wrestles away from a defender, and he's going to be close to a first down around the 30-yard line before being pushed out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it at.
Alio out-muscled him on that play. That defender was right there, and he wasn't going to let him take that ball away from him.
Yeah,
good.
And another exceptional pass by Talon there is really showing off his arm strength there as he threw a bullet over to Alio. Looks like they're going to mark him down just shy of a first down. So it's going to be 4th and 1 now for the Owls as they Haviland's back to punt. Look like dropping back for Dubois is going to be Carter Voss, a senior, 5'11", 170. A booming punt by Haviland as it bounces at the 22 and gets a good Owls roll down to the 15 before being down by. Yeah, it looked like Logan that was able to down that. Logan Kohler. So the teams are switching sides here. Dubois, I mean, nice defensive stand there, Trav.
Yeah, they used their speed to their advantage, but I really feel like Bradford was just feeling out what Dubois actually had. That pass on 3rd and long was tight. That was amazing.
Yeah, it definitely is. Dubois is they're going to slow it down a little bit and huddle up in the backfield as Bradford's defense is out and ready. Ready to go. A couple starters for Bradford. Looks like Colton Miller is getting a start tonight after an exceptional second half played for the Owls last year. So good to see Colton out there. Looks like Wingard takes a snap from shotgun, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon slips, but able to go momentum and move forward is brought down by a whole parliament of Owls, but not before he gets a first down. So ref's going to mark the ball at the looks like about the 26-yard line, so there's a first down for Dubois.
A real nice north and south running on that play. He just kept his legs turning and kept it moving.
Wenger back in the shotgun this time. Wingard takes a snap, looking to throw, throws it over the middle, passes short and incomplete. Wingard looking for Isaiah Corney on that play, so just falls innocently to the ground. So that's going to bring up a 2nd down and 10 for Dubois as they're working right to left.
I think that low snap made Wenger get rid of that ball a lot sooner than he wanted to. He underthrew it. I think he kind of panicked a little bit.
Yeah, there was some pressure coming from the edges. It didn't seem like they were real close, but, I mean, he definitely seen them coming. So maybe he hasn't been pressured a whole lot this year. So that might be to Bradford's advantage as Wenger again back in the shotgun, 2nd and 10. Dixon off to his right. Wingard drops back, looking to throw near sideline. Nothing there. Takes off up the middle, but wrapped up and brought down by Carter Colley, but not before he gains. Looks like it's going to be about a 7-yard gain for Dubois.
good awareness on Winger's part, just for knowing that the pocket was closing in on him and to use his feet to get a few yards.
I didn't give him credit for how quick he was. That first step was real quick, but like I said, Collie sniffed it right out and able to bring him down pretty quickly for the Owls. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 now for Dubois from the 33. Wingert again in the shotgun with Dixon off to his right this time. More traditional. It's kind of been more of a pistol look, but takes the snap, rolls out to the far sideline to his right, lets the pass go. And they're just going to fall incomplete as Wingert was looking again at Isaiah Corney. So the Owls defense stand, and that's going to bring up a 4th down and 3 now for Dubois as they send in their punt unit.
Not a bad look at both teams' offense.
No, not at all. Is trying to get a number on the punter for Dubois there. It looks like it's going to be Kyan Peck out there as Logan Kohler deep for the Owls. We'll see if they'll kick to him. Nobody has yet this year. Gets the kick off. Looks like it's going to be playable for Kohler. Kohler catches about 35. He breaks up across 40, 45. Cuts to the near sideline, but being wrapped up and pulled down about the 42-yard line. So as the team switch offense, you're listening to Owls Football on WESB Sports. All right, the Owls sending out their offensive unit as they're switching it across. Dubois looks like they're dropping some guys back in coverage for this.
They must be aware of some of the speed that Bradford has on the outside.
Yeah, Talon in the shotgun, setting his line. He's got Nick DeGolier off to his left and sends Jordan Thompson in motion, looking to throw. Drops back, lets it go deep, looking for Keyshore. It popped out when he hit the ground. Yeah, so unfortunately, but again, Talon Reese puts that one on the dot. What an athletic play, just get his hands on the ball there. I mean,
it was if he could have got him a little bit better in stride, I think that was going to the house. But, you know, it was still well done. Well done on Talon Reese's part.
Absolutely. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 from the 44 for the Owls as Talon lining up his linemen, giving them their blocking schemes. He's in the shotgun. Looks like Tommy Langdon out there off to his left. Talon looking to pass, fake pass, hands it up to Langdon. Langdon up the middle, across the 45, close to midfield. So Tommy getting some positive yards there. Looks like about 4 yards. We'll see where they mark it. About a 5-yard gain there. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 5 for the Owls from the 49-yard line.
Yeah, good draw play. That'll keep that Dubois secondary honest, keep him from cheating back too far.
Absolutely, as we see Nick DeGolier swapping out with Tommy Langdon. Talon in shotgun again. He's got 2 receivers near side here. Looks like Thompson and Logan Kohler. Talon stepping up, changing his scheme there, maybe changing the play. And he ends up taking a timeout. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dubois. It's nothing so far here. 7:38 left to go in the first quarter as the Owls are faced with a 3rd and 5 from the 44. Before we get too much farther, our Togees touchdown sweepstakes contestant for the first quarter is going to be Shane Ludwig. Shane, the Owls scored the family restaurant. If they do not score, you're still a winner. Free lunch special from Togees Substation. So congratulations, Shane, and thank you, Togees, for, as always, sponsoring Owls Football here. As Talon leaves the team back out, appears he's got DeGolier in the backfield. As he sends Kohler and It's like, oops, send him Thompson in motion from right to left. Talon takes a snap. It's a handoff to DeGolyer. DeGolyer busts the near sideline, crossed the 50. It's going to be a first down before being pushed out of bounds about the 48-yard line. So that's going to be a real close to a first down. See where the referees are going to mark it. And that's going to bring up a fourth down. Oh, they marked him way short there,
yeah,
Travis.
They marked him short.
I thought he got a little bit more than that, but that's going to bring up a fourth and two for the Owls. Let's see what they're going to do is Talon over to the sideline. They're going to go for it. I don't mind this call at all.
No, I think it's a decent call. You're midfield. 2 yards to get a first down. Just keep chewing them up.
Absolutely. Showing confidence not only in their quarterback, but, you know, if it goes the wrong way, showing confidence in the defense as well as Talon. And shotgun takes a snap, looking to throw. Throws far sideline. It's open to Elio. Elio makes a catch out to the 40, to down to about the 38-yard line. So that's going to be a first down, Owls.
Yeah, nice 8-yard gain. Even with the blitz coming from the right side, he stayed poised and delivered the ball the way he should have.
Yeah, Enzo, a senior, first-year player on the team. He got up a little bit slow there, but he looks like he's back to where he... Looking to see what his... off to the sideline he goes as the Owls bring back in Tommy Langdon. Again, I brought him up in pregame. Just a real tough, tough sophomore. So Talon's got doubles on the far side off to his left. Using the shotgun formation, Jasper gets a snap to him. Perfect snap, looking to throw near sideline, looking for Kohler. Kohler comes up with the catch at the third, 25, down to the 20, and knocked out of bounds the 19. So that's going to be another first down for the Owls. And again, Travis, a great throw.
I like it, and I like how Kohler followed up with using the safety speed against him, just giving a little stutter step and going right past him.
Absolutely, and like I mentioned to you, kind of giving you a rundown of our team on the way down here is that kid's fast, very fast. So here we are, Owls first and 10 from the 14, 6:22 left to go here in the first quarter. Talon and shotgun. Jasper, another perfect snap. Talon fakes a pitch, dumps it off over to Kohler, catches it at the 20, across the 15, blows through a couple beavers, and knocked down at the 12-yard line. So another solid gain for the Owls.
Yeah, keeping that defense honest. They're trying to cheat up, and they're using play-action passing and fake shovel passes and everything just to get them off balance.
Yeah, I've been able to see this for the last couple of years. They'll keep those short passes out to Logan Kohler there, and next thing you know, you see him starting to cheat up the defense, that is. And with his speed, make sure you know Kohler's 40 yards downfield with the arm that Talon has. He lays it right in there perfect every time.
So far this game, Logan's showing me nothing, but he's got sure hands, and he's not afraid to drop his shoulder and run through a defender either.
Absolutely. Second four now for the Owls. Talon back in shotgun, sends a man in motion, looking to throw. There's a flag on the field, gets the pass off. It's complete to Jordan Thompson. Jordan slips on the knee, touches him. Doesn't look like he's going to lose yardage there, but let's see what this flag's going to be. I'm assuming where it was thrown is going to be on the offense, so we'll see what's going on here. I didn't see what the call was, but it's definitely going to be against Bradford. Looks like that's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was an illegal motion.
An illegal motion, okay. Which makes sense because there was some movement down here just prior to the snap there. So maybe a little bit of miscommunication. But nonetheless, Bradford's still going to be second down and 9 as they move the ball back to, looks like, about the 18-yard line. So second and 9 from the 18 for the Owls. 5:10 left to go here in the first quarter. Joining Talon in the backfield is going to be Brody Havlin. Talon takes a snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out to the near side, looking to throw, gets the throw off to Kohler. Another perfect throw. Kohler able to come up with the catch about the 14-yard line. So another positive gain there for the Owls.
Once again, Kohler impresses me with his awareness, just knowing full well that he is 2 steps before he goes out of bounds, so he makes them nice and short, so that way he makes sure he has possession of the ball. Nice quick little gain. I like what Bradford's doing here in the red zone.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to crowd him about a 4-yard gain there, so that's going to bring up a third down and 5 now for the Owls as Havlin shuffles off field and they bring in, looks like, Tommy Langdon out there. Yep, Tommy's out there for sure. So Talon in shotgun, directing some traffic, drops back, looking to pass, looking for the end zone, nothing there, rolls out to the near sideline, still looking to throw, and he's wrapped up and brought down for a big loss. Looking for the number there for Dubois. Talon just took way too long in there to look for something there. It was Bryson Billick, the middle linebacker for Dubois, able to bring him down for a big loss.
Yeah, I believe the offensive line gave him plenty of time. I think he just hung on to the ball way too long.
Yeah, absolutely. I glanced down here in the end zone, and looked like they had Kohler double-covered plus a safety over top there, so there was just nothing there. So that's going to bring up a 4th and 18 from the 27. And look at this, Travis. Bradford is going for it on 4th and 18.
Five wide receiver set.
Here we go. Talon takes a snap from shotgun, looking to pass, looking far sideline, rolls again to the near sideline, being chased down, flag in the field. Talon takes off, across the 15, down to the 10, through a couple of Dubois, and down to the 8-yard line. So pending the flag, that could be a first down for the Owls.
That was great awareness on Talon's part.
Looks like we're going to have a holding call against the Owls. So I didn't see that one, but I'm up here. I got to wind my P's and Q's. I might have gotten a little flack last time we were down here because I may have questioned a call or two from the officials. But.
Well, you got to make sure everybody involved stays honest, Mark.
Now, you know what? I feel like I'd be doing our listeners a disservice if I wasn't completely honest. So.
You got to call it down the middle.
That's right. So that's going to be a 10-yard penalty on the Owls as the ref blow it back into play, but it's also going to be a redo on fourth down. So that's going to bring up a – boy, that's going to be fourth and forever as the Owls – Travis, they're going for it again.
Yeah, they're lined up and ready to go.
The ball's at the 37-yard line. They don't have a first down until the 9-yard line, so a big fourth down for the Owls. 3:38 left to go here in the first quarter. Trips to the near side. Talon takes the snap, looking to throw, looks far side, being chased down, breaks away from one tackler, but not another, and he's wrapped up and brought down just behind the line of scrimmage. The Owls, they were all the way down near the 15-yard line, and now they just gave up the ball all the way back almost to midfield there. I believe that was Adam Droshak for the Dubois Beavers that brought him down, so another turnover on downs here, so
that's tough when you're playing the field position game too. That's a kind of loss that you can't be giving up that kind of yardage for free.
Absolutely, and Wingard out there in the shotgun for Dubois. It's Danny Dixon off to his right. Winger takes a snap, rolls far sideline, looks the pass, gets the pass off, but overthrows his intended receiver, Carter Voss. So probably a pretty good thing that thing went overthrown because there wasn't too many Owls over there.
Yeah, there was only one guy over the top for help, and it would have at least been a first down and some change.
But nonetheless, falls just short, so that's going to bring up a second down and 10 from the 42 for the Beavers. It was a 3:23 left to go here in the first quarter from Mantle Stadium in Dubois. And so far, no sign of rain yet.
No, the sky still looks pretty decent.
So here we go. Now Winger directing his blocking scheme out there. Takes the shotgun, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon tries to go up the middle, but Jordy Thompson coming up big, making a nice play there and wrapping him up and bringing him down behind. It's going to be a small gain there, but not much. He's going to get the ball to the, looks like about the 43-yard line, excuse me. So just a 1, maybe 2-yard gain there for Dubois.
Yeah, he smelled that out in a right quick hurry.
Yeah, his awareness is uncanny. I love watching Jordan play, and me and Flynn talk about it all the time. Jordan's a top-notch wrestler for us, and it just seems those wrestlers, it just transfers over to football so well. Those wrestlers would just make good football players, so. Here we go, third down and 9 now from the 43 for Dubois. Winger takes the snap from shotgun, drops back, looking to pass far sideline, steps up in the pocket, but broke. Hit as he lets the ball go, but it is complete. So that is going to be a first down for the Owls. He was brought down by Tommy Langdon. However, the Owls, they were able to get big hit in on Winger there. I believe that was Sean Ward who laid down the hit, but it's going to be a first down now for Dubois. As they slow the pace down and huddle up this time.
Yeah, real quick awareness on hitting Kinsley in the flats. That was a nice offensive play.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, that's going to be a first down for Dubois. It's going to be first and 10 from the 43. Winger takes a snap, looking to throw. Throws it near sideline. Pass is complete. He He breaks across the 30, down to the 25, pushed out of bounds about the 21, 22-yard line. So just a nice pass there. And I might have saw a penalty down there, but we'll let that one go, Travis. But either way,
there was some tough blocking in front of Delaney after that catch, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's blocking, and then there's flat-out tackling a defender. And, well, I think that one went to the ladder. However, another first down for DuBois. It's going to be first and 10 from the 23 now as Winger gets his call from the sideline. Huddles up the Beavers. And for DuBois, that last play, that was Bryson Delaney who was able to haul that in, a senior for DuBois. It's Wengert in the shotgun. Dixon off to his right. Wengert takes the snap, looking to throw, throws it over the middle, passes complete.
And he doesn't go down.
And that's going to be a touchdown, DuBois. Unfortunately, Bradford just tried to shoulder him instead of wrapping him up, and he was able to just blow right through that. That was a touchdown for number 25 for DuBois.
Wyatt Mins
able to get in for DuBois. So DuBois right now takes a 6-0 lead, 2 minutes to go here. And from what I understand, their kicker is absolute dynamite down here, like routinely kicks them in from 45 yards out. So their kicker being Owen McCleary, he's in for the extra point. The kick is up, and it's going to be no good.
And off the upright.
Yeah, I just bragged him up for being able to. 6-0 DuBois, you're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to DuBois. DuBois up 6-0 as they send their kick team out. Deep for the Owls is going to be Keyshore, Logan Kohler, and Jordan Thompson as they await the kick. As it's not their field goal kicker who kicks off for them, it is Kyle Peck. Peck gets the ball off, deep kick. It's going to be playable for Kohler. Catches about the 5, comes up near sideline, cuts a little bit inside. He's wrapped up, gets through one tackle, but not another. He's gang tackled. Give him credit for maybe about the 20, 22-yard line right in there. So that's going to bring up a first down and 10 for the Owls. 1:54 left to go in the first quarter.
One thing I can say about DuBois is after first contact, their defense and their special team seem to swarm on that ball.
Yeah, they're doing real well there. I noticed that myself, so see if the Owls can use their speed and kind of break free from that a little bit. So it's going to be first and 10 now. Bradford from the 23. 1:54 left to go in the first quarter here. Talon joined in the backfield by Jordan Thompson. Sends a man in motion. Talon takes a snap, looking to throw. Dumps it off to Thompson, but just out of his reach. That one falls incomplete. So second and 10 now, and Travis, looks like they were going to do a little bit of a screen play there and try to catch, you know, those quick passes.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do, soften up that defense a little bit. You know, keep throwing the short passes and little draw plays to really open up the game for Talon's arm with what we have left in the game.
Yes, absolutely. So it's going to be second down and 10 from the 23 now for the Owls as Talon is in shotgun formation. Takes a snap from Jasper. There's a handoff to Brody Haviland. Haviland hands a reverse handoff. Back off. It looked like it went to Tommy Langdon, who plows his way up the middle for a solid gain there. Looks like they're going to give him 4, maybe 5 yards, but going to be a third down now for the Owls.
Yeah, real nice counterplay.
That's the word I was looking for. I couldn't find it there. My mouth moves faster than my brain sometimes here, so. But they're down at 5 now from the 27 now for Bradford as Talon takes shotgun. I believe that's Thompson off to his right. Nope, he sends Thompson in motion. Brody Haviland off to his right. Talon takes a snap, looking to throw, looking near sideline, steps up. Nothing there, takes up, tucks it under, runs, gets across the round to the 30 before being pushed out of bounds. He's going to be real close to a first down there. Oh, no, he's going to be a little bit short there. pretty tough to see the way the way everything's set up here, Travis. There's a lot of
yeah. We're on the 20 at the opposite end of the field, so it gives us a difficult angle.
So that's going to bring up a fourth down at 5 now for the Owls. Looks like they are in fact going to punt this time. They are going to, as I see Talon on the far sideline there. So into punt for the Owls is going to be Brody Haviland. As Dubois sends the returner out. Oh, there's a fumble. Muffed it. But it was covered up by a secondary Dubois player there. So that Carter Voss it bounced right off of his chest, but it was picked right up by Jackson Hansley for Dubois. So Beavers are going to take over now on the 45. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 45. 51 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-0 if you're just joining us. We're down here in Dubois at Mansell Stadium. Dubois sends the troops to the line as Bradford's eagerly awaiting. Wingard in the shotgun for Dubois checks his wrist coach. He's got Dixon off to his right, trips to the far side. Wingard takes a snap, throws to the far side, passes complete about the 38, up across 45, across 50, breaks across the 40, 35 before being pushed out of bounds. And it looked like Evan Whitmore was able to get him out of bounds, but not before a big gain and deep into Owls territory for the Beavers.
I was just about to question the offensive calls and how they haven't been using Dixon much in this game, but whatever they're doing is working for them.
Yeah, for sure right now. And like you said, they haven't been using Dixon much. And I don't have a size and weight on him, but he looks to be a pretty good size fella there.
Well, they've definitely been using him in the passing game to chip block and other situations to protect the quarterback quite a bit. So not a small guy.
No, Wingard back in shotgun, trips to the near side, takes a snap, looking to throw near sideline, lets it go, looking for the end zone. He's got a guy open, but overthrows him. It's Wingard. Was looking for Jackson Hansley, but thankfully that falls incomplete. So he had a couple steps on the defender there.
Yeah, I think he felt the pressure on that one, Winger did.
No doubt our defensive line was coming through and maybe a back or two for the Owls. So that's going to bring up a second down and 10 from the 32 now for Dubois. As Winger goes over to probably apologize because that guy was wide open and Winger just flat out missed him.
Yeah, that was a tough throw.
So Wingard again in the shotgun for the Beavers. Trips to the right again, so a very similar set. Dixon off to Wingard's left. Wingard takes a snap, looking to throw again, throws it far sideline. He puts it over the shoulder. He's got a guy open, and he...
Did he hang
he
on
did.
To it?
They're calling it a touchdown for Dubois.
Kinsley,
yep.
Chewing up that Bradford defense.
Yeah, no help over the top on that side that time for the Owls. So beautiful pass by Wingard. As you hear the fire sirens, everybody celebrating down here in Dubois. However, we're not celebrating too much up with this. Dubois takes a 12-0 lead, 32 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Dubois sending in their kicker, who came up short last time, Owen McCleary.
And he puts that one right through the middle.
Yeah, that one was about 10 feet above the post there. So Dubois takes a 13-0 lead, 32 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dubois here as the Beavers have taken a 13-0 first quarter lead off their last touchdown and consequence extra point. They're into kick. Deep for the Owls is going to be Logan Kohler. And the kick is off. Another booming kick. This one is going to go into the end zone for another touchback. So that kid's got a boot.
Yeah. When he punted earlier in the game, too, I mean, that's it. It's that good. I'm stuttering.
Right. So Bradford going to take over on offense here from the 20. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 20, 32 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, Du Bois has jumped out to a quick 13-0 lead. Talon Reese back in at quarterback for Bradford, looking over the defense from his shotgun position. Takes a snap, looking to throw. There's a quick handoff up the middle. Looks like to Haviland. Haviland gaining some solid yards, and he's going to be close to a first down there, Travis.
Yeah, the offensive line opened a nice hole for him there. Like, the draw counter worked perfect.
Yeah, Big John Jasper, the center there, was able to really push a guy out of the way as the clock's ticking towards the end here, and they're going to give him credit for about an 8-yard gain there. So Haviland, with a gain of 8 on first down, is going to bring up a second down and 2 from the 28. Talon looking to get the playoff before the clock strikes 0, and he is. He's looking to pass. He does. He swings it out to Kohler. Kohler off to the far side. He breaks it across.
He's off to the races.
45 across the 50. He's wrapped up and pushed. Knocked down by Dixon, but a huge gain for Logan Kohler, showing off his speed there to get on the Du Bois side of the ball. However, that's going to be the end of the first quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Mantle Stadium. Looks like the refs are trying to get this game moving here, as the Owls were already able to run one play here in the first quarter while we were gone, and it was a handoff to Haviland, who was able to bowl his way up the middle for a solid gain and another Owls first down. So where we stand right now, 11:35 to go. First and 10 Owls from the 33 as they're threatening Talon. And at quarterback for the Owls, shotgun. He's got trips to the near side. Sends Haviland from his right side to his left. Takes a snap. Dumps it out to Keisher. Keisher takes it down to the 25, across the 20, down to the 15, and brought down. As Keisher come up with a reception, another big gain. I believe that's going to be another first down for the Owls.
It was nice that he picked up another 3 yards after contact, refusing to go down. That's good.
Yeah, Keisher not only got some size, but that boy's got some speed on him as well. So nice to see him back in the swing of things here for the Owls, as Talon gets his call from the sideline and headed back in. Gives the line their blocking scheme here as Talon again in the shotgun. Haviland off to his right. It's going to be first and 10 from the 15 for the Owls. Talon takes a snap. There's a handoff up the middle to Haviland. Haviland makes one step but wrapped up quickly and brought down. He might have got back to the line of scrimmage there.
Yeah, the defense smelled that one out real fast.
So the Owls again still threatening, as it's going to bring up a second down now, and they're just going to say no gain there, so Haviland able to make it back to the line of scrimmage. Our Togies touchdown sweepstakes, our first quarter was Shane Ludwig, who the Owls unfortunately did not score, but Shane, you still won a free lunch special from Togies Substation. Our second quarter contestant is Adam Barrett. to Allen, takes the snap, drops back, looks to throw, dumps over the middle. It's complete to Haviland. Haviland gains a couple yards before being wrapped up and brought down, but some solid gain there. Looks like it's going to be about a 3 or 4 yard gain, which is going to bring up a third down for Bradford. And again, Adam Barrage, you are Toji's touchdown sweepstakes contestant for the second quarter. The Owls win, or the Owls score, excuse me. You'll get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If not, you get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Talon in the shotgun. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Throws off to the far sideline, looking for Kohler, but defense comes up big there for Dubois, and they're able to tip it away before Kohler even had a chance at us. That's going to bring down a fourth down and 8. Travis, fourth and 8, 13. From the 13, they're down 13. What are you doing? You going for it?
You have to. And it's a very manageable 8 yards. With the speed that Bradford has and the way they've been working those quick swing passes out to the left and right, this is a very manageable fourth down.
So, in fact, that is what they're going to do. Is Talon back out on the field, double-checks his wrist, coach. He pushes DeGoyer off to his right side there. Talon takes a snap, looking to throw. He's got pressure. He gets away from pressure, avoids the near sideline. Talon's going to take off himself. He's across down to about the 10-yard line before being knocked out down. Talon took a pretty good hit there. May have been a yard or two out of bounds, but again, we're up here.
Yeah, I don't know how much you can remain impartial when you see something like that.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Yeah.
That was pretty rough. So the Owls are going to turn the ball over on downs. So that's going to give Dubois. Looks like it's going to be a first and 10 from the, they're going to mark it at the 13-yard line there. So Beavers got a long field ahead of them, but they are up 13-0, 9:25 left to go here in the half. Wingard in shotgun, takes a snap. There's a handoff, breaks it up the middle, and he breaks into the second level, and he breaks free across the 30, the 35, 40, 45, across midfield, down to the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, and touchdown Beavers. A huge play. That looks like it's going to be about 87-yard rush for Dubois as they take a very commanding lead now, 19-0. As you can hear the home folks celebrating down here. And
I don't know that you could draw up a blocking scheme any more perfect than that. They hit all their marks on that play.
Yeah, I know. That was a huge play, but I'm still thinking about Talon getting tackled 2 yards out of bounds over here. That's kind of bothering
me
a
little bit. That hasn't left my memory yet either. That was a tough hit.
So Dubois up 19-0. They're in for the extra point. There's the snap. The kick is up, and I believe that's going to be good. In fact, it is. So Dubois 20-0. Lead here, 9:10 left to go in the half. You're listening to the Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Mantle Stadium now as Dubois has taken a commanding 20-0 lead over the visiting Bradford Owls. Both teams' kicking units are out on the field. Deep for the Owls again is going to be Kohler, with Keyshore also back here about the 10-yard line, and Jordan Thompson as well. So let's see if they make this one playable, because his last couple kicks have been touchbacks.
Yeah, he's only left one in play, and their kick team was on Logan Kohler like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, Kyan Peck is his name, and the kick is up, and another drive. This one's going to be playable. Kohler catches about the 5, across the 10, 15 to the 20, before wrapped up and brought down about the 19-yard line. So Kohler absorbing a pretty good hit there, but able to bounce right back up.
Yeah, that was impressive. Like, he's not the biggest guy in the field, that's for sure, but he shows a lot of toughness out there.
Yeah, that kid's got some heart. There's no doubt. I've been watching him for several years, and he continues to impress me year after year. So Bradford taking over on offense now. It's going to be first and 10 from the 18. 9:05 left to go in the half, and again, Your Togies touchdown sweepstakes contestant for this quarter is going to be Adam Barrage. So good luck, Adam. Talon Reese in the shotgun formation, surrounded by, it looks like, Haviland and Thompson. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland up the middle across the 20 to about the 21, maybe 22-yard line. As he continues to run hard, as a sophomore, he impresses me. I mean, he just, I don't know, I was talking in the barbershop this week, but, you know, a guy's come in and talked to me, you know, up on the third floor there, and the best way to describe him, he's just a football player.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed for a second that he was a sophomore. He shows the awareness of a kid that's been playing football for years at this level.
For sure. Is Talon again in the shotgun, surrounded by Haviland and Thompson. Second and 7. Talon takes a snap, looking to throw, dumps it over, and looks like a little bit of a miscommunication there as that ball sailed over the head of Keyshore, the intended receiver. So that's going to bring up 3rd down and 7 for the Owls. And as you've seen just through, you know, a quarter and a half of play, Travis, he don't miss throws like that. So when you see something like that, you assume there was a miscommunication on the route. Or
yeah, even watching him in warm-ups, he's like, it's like a frozen rope every time he throws it. He just doesn't miss.
Talon alone this time in the shotgun formation for the Owls. Takes the snap as he has two receivers near side here. Looking to throw. Little rush, rolling out to the far sideline. Still looking downfield. There's nothing there as he takes a couple steps and is able to get out of bounds before taking a hit. But he does gain a couple of yards there, but going to bring up 4th down. We'll get exact yardage here in a moment. So 8:14 left to go here in the half. The Owls down 20-0. And it looks like they are going to bring on the punt team. They are. They got Haviland back to punt. This is going to be 4th down and 6 from the 22 for the Owls. Dubois hurrying to rush two guys off the field. There's the snap. Haviland gets the punt off somehow. A beautiful punt. Bounces about the 50. Takes a nice Owls roll and is going to skip out of bounds about the 42. So Dubois is going to take over on their 42. It's going to be 1st and down for them with a commanding lead. So, Travis, so far, what's your synopsis on what you've seen?
Well, I tell you what, Dubois, is that they've been playing tough football, and they've been trying to make sure that Bradford stays on. Now, I feel like, from what I've seen out of Bradford so far, they're not done yet.
No.
They seem like a very resilient young team, and they seem like, from what I've seen up here, they seem like the type of team that can shake off a 20-point deficit. There's still plenty of football left in this game.
Sure, and they're, like you said, they're a resilient group with a lot of firepower. As Dubois comes out of their huddle, Wingard again in the shotgun formation with Dixon just a step behind. Looks like he's switching up the play maybe a little bit. And there's a whistle with a flag down in the deep in the backfield. Not sure what this is going to be for. Try to scope out the head ref and see what we got going on here as he confers with the line judge. And it's going to be against Dubois as they're walking backwards. I believe that's going to be a delay of game against Dubois. So
yeah, I thought they were taking quite a while back there getting the playoff.
So that's going to bring up 1st and 10, Dubois from their own 37, 8:06 left to go in the first half. Wingard takes a snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Pocket collapses. He's hit, but he gets away, escapes the near side, looking to throw. Gets a throw off, and it's complete about midfield, but wrapped up and brought down about the 45. Yeah, he's going to be across midfield. I'm looking to see who that
was. Kinsley with another sure-handed catch, though. He's been big for Dubois today.
Yeah, Fabian Shirk in with the tackle for the Owls. So Fabian seeing his first action so far today. So, again, that's going to be a big first down after first and 15 there. So first and 10 from the 46 for Dubois.
You know, a turnover would be huge right now, yeah, Mark.
Boy, I'd love one. I'd absolutely love one. As Wingard in the shotgun takes pass, looking to snap, looking far sideline, rolls far side, gets the throw off, complete over the middle, and it's going to be complete for another first down for DuBois.
Hansley on the catch.
Is that Hansley, number 7? We better get used to calling his name because he's brought down 4 or 5 passes so far. I'm curious what his stats are going to look like. Is tonight joining us in the booth, we have Mr. Mike Ernst, who decided to make the trip down. I'm not sure if he realized the punishment he was going to put himself into accepting this role, but Mike, I appreciate you being here and doing stats for us as Michael tally them up at halftime and have some information for us when we get there. But until then, another 1st and 10 now for DuBois. Winger drops back, rolls to the near sideline, gets a throw off. It's complete again, but wrapped up and brought down. Fabian Shirk, another tackle for the Owls.
Carter Voss on that reception.
Yeah, Voss.
For DuBois.
Voss, a senior for DuBois. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, Wingard was either injured or didn't play in the Owls game last year. I'm not sure what the circumstance was. So I haven't seen him play realistically since he's been in middle school. And I hate saying it because I'm such a true red and black Owl fan, but he's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's quick on his feet. He's real good at making decisions. That first drive for DuBois was no indication about how he's been playing the rest of his game.
Absolutely nice. He takes the snap, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon breaks it off end, far sideline, across the 20, 15, down to the 10. So that's going to bring up another first down for DuBois as they're going to mark it near the 10-yard line. So DuBois marching right down the field here for the Owls.
That was a well-earned 15 yards. There was a lot of contact there, and Dixon just refused to go down.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just such a big kid. I mean, I wish I had the size on here, but the roster sheet we got does not have that. Mine does not anyway. As DuBois looks at another first down. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the Josh. Oh, it is going to be 1st and goal. Winger takes a snap, rolls near sideline, gets a throw off over the middle, and the pass is complete to Voss, but there is a flag on the play after.
I think that one's coming back.
Yeah, I believe so, as Voss caught that one in the end zone. A perfect pass by Wingard. See what the play's going to be.
Ineligible receiver downfield.
Yes, it is. Thank God, or else that would have been more points for the Beavers. So it'd be, I mean, like you said, a turnover would be great right now, but just holding them to 20, you know, prior to going into the half would be a huge. I have full confidence in our Owl staff here to make the adjustments they need to make it at halftime.
A turnover with 5 minutes to go in the half could be deflating for the home team, you know, and really boost the Owls' confidence.
So that's going to bring up a first and goal now from the 15. 5:35 left to go in the half. Wingard sends his man up to the line. He's got Dixon. I believe that's Dixon in the back. It is Dixon in the backfield with him. Wingard takes a snap, looking to pass, drops back. It's getting rushed. Steps up, makes the throw, but it's going to be broken up. A heck of a play. That looks like Matt DeGoy. That was Matt DeCasper with a huge play, but there is a flag down. It's DeCasper. We're seeing him in his first action so far. I wouldn't be surprised if that flag's on him. He gets intent, and I love it.
Yeah, he broke that play up. Like that was 6 points without DeCasper being there. Well played on that ball.
Sure, and I think unfortunately that penalty is going to be on DeCasper, which I'm not so sure it should be there because that receiver grabbed him right by the jersey and pulled him down to the ground with him. So again, I'm doing my best to stay calm, Travis.
Yeah, it was. I mean, sometimes you just got to let the kids play. There is protecting the athletes at the same time, too, you know.
Yeah, so it's
a fine line.
That is on Braffers. That's going to be 1st and goal now for DuBois from the 7. Winger takes a snap, looks to throw, throws near sideline, lofts it up over. He's got a man open, but out of the back of the end zone, incomplete. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 now. So, yeah, back to that last play. DeCasper was jumped up, deflected the ball. But as the DuBois receiver, Voss, I believe it was coming down, he grabbed DeCasper right by the jersey and pulled him right down on top of him. Casper pushed off to get himself up. DeCasper, excuse me. And they call the penalty on DeCasper. I guess they always catch the second guy.
Yeah, that's it. And unfortunately, that's usually how it goes.
So,
but from where I was standing, DeCasper was just playing football.
I agree 100%. So it's going to be second and 7. Winger takes a snap, looks over the middle, and it's going to be complete for another touchdown. This time is complete to Carson Delaney for the Beavers. So Dubois really opening up the score now as they take a 26-0 lead. And I'm sorry, that was Cody Kinsley.
He's been a name we've been calling a lot, catching passes.
Yeah, that's got to be at least 6 catches for him so far as Dubois takes the commanding 26-0 lead as they're lined up for the extra point. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it looks to be right down the middle. In fact, it is 27-0 Dubois. 5:20 left to go in the half. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly, fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dubois as the Owls are taking on the hometown Dubois Beavers. And right now, not looking so great for the Owls as they're down 27-0 with 5 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the half here. As Dubois just scored another touchdown and they're looking to kick off. And deep for the Owls is going to be Logan Kohler back with him. Keyshore and Thompson as the kick is up, and another booming kick, but going to be playable for Kohler. He catches about the 7, across 15, 20, up the middle, across the 30, breaks it out to the far side and brought down about the 35-yard line. So another nice play by Kohler, and another flag on the play, Travis.
At the tail end, I didn't see what this was. I was too busy watching Logan make that really great return.
Yeah, that was exceptional. So looks like it's going to be against Dubois. I'm unsure what the penalty is.
Dubois, so.
So the Owls going to have nice starting field position here as they got 5:14 left to work with on the clock as they're working from right to left. It's going to be a first down and 7.
Well, like I said a little while ago, Mark, the resiliency, I think, is just, it's just a matter of time before it shows up with this Owls team.
Yep. So they're going to mark it down at the 49-yard line. So the Owls starting out midfield. So first and 10 from the 49 for the Owls, 5:14 left to go in the half. Talon Reese and shotgun joined in the backfield by Brody Havlin. Trips near side. Talon takes the snap. There's a delayed handoff to Havlin. Havlin up the middle. Looks like he got across the 50 before being wrapped up. And that's all they did. They wrapped him up. They were unable to bring him down. So some positive yardage there for the Owls to get on the Dubois side of the field.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what they need right now. Just keep pounding it. Yeah.
Dubois. Looks like some confusion. Nope, they're good to go out there. I thought maybe they had 12 men on the field, but in fact they do not. So it's going to be second and 7 now for the Owls from the 48. 4:40 left to go here in the first half. Talon got trips off to the far sideline to his right in the shotgun by himself. Takes the snap, looking to throw, looking near side. Steps up, then just swings it out to Tommy Langdon. And Langdon is hit immediately and pushed out of bounds, but looks like he might have gained a yard or two there. So smart play by Talon as they recovered very well on the near side here.
I have noticed Dubois is respecting Talon's arm. They are keeping two deep safeties on almost every play. There's plenty of help over the top.
Yeah, the advent of the huddle and the game film system that they use has really been... Obviously, Dubois has been doing their homework. So third down and 7 now for the Owls. Talon joined in the backfield by Havlin once again. Talon takes a snap, rolls near sideline, tucks it under his arm, across the 50 down to about the 45 before being forced out of bounds. So it's going to be fourth down now with the clock stopped at 3:50 left to go. And I think regardless, Travis, we're going for it here no matter what the distance is going to be.
Oh, 100%. I believe it's just a short distance, yeah, you have to be down by this with this little bit left in half.
Yeah, they're going to mark it about the 45, so it's going to bring up fourth and 4 now for the Owls. this time Reese has Haviland and Thompson in the backfield with him on either side. And so Elio joins the game. He's split wide to the left. Talon takes a snap, rolls out far side. He's being rushed. He's going to be brought down way behind the line of scrimmages. The blocking just simply broke down there for the Owls as five Beavers were able to be in the backfield that time. So a little bit of a miscommunication.
That was extremely unfortunate, especially on fourth down to take a loss like that.
Yeah, that was a huge loss. It looked to be around 20-yard loss. So unfortunately now, the Dubois still has 3:43 left on the clock and good starting field position. It's going to be first and 10 from their own 40, or from the Owls 40 now. So let's hope the defense stiffens up here and is able to, you know, stop the bleeding a little bit. Give these coaches a chance to readjust at halftime. So again, if you're just joining us, Dubois Beavers up 27-0 on the Bradford Owls. 3:43 left to go in the first half. It's going to be first and 10 now for Dubois as Winger in shotgun takes a snap, looking to pass. Nothing there. He's being rushed out by Lucky Giordano. Wingard able to escape, roll out, and get the pass off over the top. It's going to be looking for Voss, but broken up by DeGolyer. Nice play there by Ian DeGolyer to knock that one harmlessly to the ground. As Wingard, again, made an exceptional play out of there to escape three Owl defenders in the backfield.
And DeGolyer showed great closing speed on that, too, to break that pass out on that ball.
Yeah, again, the Owls showing off their speed is... They've got it all over the field as they make a couple adjustments out there on defense as Caleb Mackey's substituted out, and they bring in Sean Ward, I believe that was. Nope, excuse me. That is going to be Malachi McCormick in on the line for the Owls as Winger takes a snap, looks to throw. He's rushed again but gets the pass off complete. Off to the far sideline, breaks across 30, 25 down and pushed out about the 24-yard line. Wingard able to complete that one off to the far sideline to Bryson Delaney. Delaney, a senior for Dubois, and I haven't heard his name too much on the football field, but I know he is a standout baseball player for Dubois down here. One thing they're known for is their baseball program down here is top notch.
They have wonderful baseball fields down here.
Yeah, best around. Absolutely best around. So it's going to bring up first and 10 now, 24 for Dubois. Wingard in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolls to the near sideline, looking to throw, being chased down by Haviland. Gets the throw off, complete to Voss. Voss catches it, but he's wrapped up and brought down. First hit is going to be for Shirk. And then Lucas Wallace, a freshman for the Owls, comes in to clean up and get him out of bounds. But again, it's going to be another first down for the Beavers.
They seem to keep running these misdirection and pick plays I've been noticing. They'll stack three to the near side, and then they'll keep the quarterback looking to the near side, and then all at once he just turns to the far side and dumps it off to a tailback.
Right, and so far the Owls' defense has not been able to pick up on those keys there. As Wingard aim up to the line of scrimmage. Wingard looks like to be in the power. He's still in shotgun. There's a fake handoff. He rolls out to the far sideline, lets the ball go. He's got a receiver down there, but broken up and knocked down in the end zone. Coverage for the Owls that time. That was Colton Miller in to break that pass up. So a nice play by Miller. Miller, I seen him on the field first time last week, and he did a fantastic job. So I'm glad to see him out of the field.
Yeah, good coverage. He didn't let his man get behind him. Made a great play on the ball.
Yeah, Miller, what he lacks in size, he makes up for speed and determination as he's just 5'6", 133. So this is going to bring up second down 10 from the 11 for Dubois. Wingard in the shotgun takes a snap again, looking to throw far sideline. Loops up over. He's got a receiver open. That's a touchdown to Voss. So Wingard again finds Voss in the end zone to really blow this game open.
Once again, Mark, Dubois using those pick plays in the secondary. They're crossing receivers over top of each other, just confusing Bradford's secondary.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're going to have to make an adjustment there before they're able to stop them as Dubois takes a 33-0 lead now as their extra point team is out on the field. Here's the snap, the kick. It's up, and that looks to be good as well. So it's going to be 34-0 Dubois, 3:03 left to go in the half. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Dubois, as Dubois has taken a commanding 34-0 lead as they're out for the kickoff. Deep for the Owls again is going to be Kohler with Keyshore and Thompson. The kick is off, another booming one. This one's going to be playable, though. Kohler gets about the 2, takes off across 10, 15, to the 20, into a pack of people before being brought down about the 24, maybe 25-yard line for the Owls.
A nice little 20-yard return by Kohler.
Yeah, again, just showing off his lightning speed there. Unfortunately, not able to find a hole to get through. So the Owls are going to take over now, first and 10 from their own 24, 2:58 left to go in the first half. And our Togies touchdown sweepstakes contestant this quarter, Adam Barrage. Adam, I will score free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't, you're still a winner. Free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Talon Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap. There's a handoff to Havlin. Havlin up the middle. Looks to bowl over one, but unable to, and he's going to be stopped. But no gain on that one, so we didn't lose anything. But just hard-nosed running again for the Owls. Looks like the blocking broke down there a little bit for the Owls.
Yeah, Dubois met him right at the line of scrimmage. Like they had the play sniffed out. Good on them.
Correct, yeah. Just playing. I mean, they're just playing well. I mean, not a whole lot you can say about that. As Havlin is hustled out and Keyshore brought in for the Owls, this time joining Talon in the backfield is going to be DeGolier. Trips near sideline. Takes a snap. There's a pitch wide to DeGolier. DeGolier cuts back up the middle across the 25 out near the 30. So it looks to be about a 5-yard gain for the Owls. So
yeah, DeGolier showed some nice vision on that cutback there. Way to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, and there, you know, looks like there's going to be a timeout on the field, and we will take one as well. You were listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dubois. Joining me in the booth tonight, Travis Weedo, filling in for Flynn. As Flynn escaped down south for a few days. So Flynn, if you're listening in, hopefully you are enjoying your time down there and enjoying the weather, because we've had some gorgeous weather up here. So, but here we go as the Owls march back out onto the field. 2 minutes to go left in the half, 2:04 to be exact. It's going to be 3rd down and 6 from the 23 for the Owls as they're working from left to right. Talon in the shotgun, joined in the backfield by Langdon. Talon takes a snap, looking to throw. Nothing open. Looks deep for Kohler. Kohler's going to be open, and Kohler comes up to catch at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15 before being brought down. So a huge gain for Logan Kohler is. Again, Travis, Talon showing off his arm and dropping that one right in a bucket.
Nice. That's the shot in the arm that the Bradford offense needed, and it provided that spark. But we've been talking about Kohler's speed almost the whole game, and there it was, and he showed his sure-handedness as well.
So a big play by the Owls is they bring it down the field, that's going to be about a 60-yard gain, I'd say. We're going to have the exact stat here from Mr. Mike in a moment. 57-yard gain, so 1:40 left to go in the half. It'll be first and 10 from the 14 for the Owls. Talon takes a snap, hands off to Langdon, legged up the middle, bounces it outside, tries to get it around the end, not much there, but brought down about the, looks like the 11-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice little gain on the, you know, quick out.
Quick before the end of the half as they substitute out a couple players. Looks like Thompson going off the field, Haviland coming in. Again, in the backfield, it's going to be Langdon. And yep, they are going to go ahead and use a timeout, the Owls. So the play clock was getting down there, but 59.6 left to go here in the first half as the Owls are down 34-0. Travis, how big would it be for the Owls?
It's huge going into the half. Like it could be a complete momentum shift scoring. And I believe Bradford gets the kick after halftime, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they did take the opening kickoff. So
that's, I apologize to all the WESB listeners.
we'll let this one slide just because you're a rookie, though.
Yeah, these are pretty big shoes to fill, too. Being my first time on any sort of commentary whatsoever when it comes to a sporting event, and you know, knowing that I'm stepping in for Flynn, it's pretty nerve-wracking, Mark.
Well, I don't have my arch nemesis, Mike Gow, sending me any rude or nasty messages about our broadcast. So he is listening. So apparently we're doing well by him because I haven't heard anything yet, which I just ignore anyway, coming from him. So I don't care. So here we go now, 59.6 left to go in the half. The Owls looking to punch one in. They're second down and 8 from the 12-yard line after a huge play, passing play from Talon Reese to Logan Kohler, a 57-yard gain. Talon takes the handoff, hands it off up the middle to Langdon. Langdon some positive yards there across the 10 before running into a group and brought down. We'll see where they're going to mark him at as the clock continues to tick, nearing the 42nd mark. The Owls not showing any urgency here at all. The clock now near 35. Now near 30, still nothing. There's the snap. Talon looks near sideline over there. Touchdown, Owls! Talon Reese to the near sideline. Tommy Langdon able to come up. Yes, in fact, it is Tommy Langdon came up with the touchdown. So that's going to bring the score 34-6. And also, Adam Barrage, you are a winner in the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. You win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So thanks again, Toji's, for always sponsoring our broadcast here. Is the Owls sending out Keyshore to kick the extra point. Snap is up. Kick is up. And it is good. So 34-7 now. Beavers, 27.4 left to go. We'll stay right here until we go to the half, as it's only a few ticks away. So big momentum swing there for the Owls, Travis?
Absolutely. And the Owls quarterback, we've been talking about him all day. Talon, he really made the two big pass plays that made that happen. The touchdown and the big pass play to Logan out of the backfield, that was solid.
Yeah, hopefully that punch in the arm here for the Owls as they send out their kicking unit. Keyshore does the kicks off for the Owls as well. These Dubois in no real hurry to get guys out here, but as they send them out, deep for Dubois is going to be Carson Delaney and also, I believe that's Duncan. As the kick is off and it's received by Duncan across the 15, across the 20, 25, out to the 30 before being wrapped up and brought down. I believe that was DeCasper. Nope, that was Whitmore in on the tackle for the Owls. So 21 seconds to go here. First half, Dubois up 34-7. And Travis, I was checking radar all the way down here, and it kept saying rain, 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 big storm, 8 o'clock, and nothing.
Yeah, we've been real fortunate as far as the weather goes today, Scarab.
So Wingard in the shotgun now for Dubois. Curious if they're going to take a shot or contend just run the clock out. Wingard takes a snap, throws it over near sideline, passes complete across the 35, across the midfield, across the 40, down to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers. So there goes that momentum, Travis.
Yeah, just as fast as it showed up, Dubois came and took it away.
Yeah, Wingard with a swing pass off to the near sideline, and that was, you know, a 69-yard touchdown.
Wyatt Mins, I believe that's one of the first times we've called his name, too.
Yeah, I believe that's the first time I've seen Mins out on the field tonight, if my memory serves me correct. So Dubois now up 40-7, so very first play from scrimmage after an Owl score, and Dubois right down the field to nothing. So Dubois sends their team in for the extra point. The snap, the kick is up, and it looks to be good. In fact, it is, so it's going to bring the Owls' lead now 41-7, so a 35-point lead. And, Travis, I know you're old and it's been a long time since you played high school football, but looks like we're going to be in the mercy rule now, which is a running clock. So the only that'll be in the Excuse me. I'm being corrected by Mr. Ernst. Teacher Ernst over there correcting me.
That's why he's the stat guy.
That is why he's the stat guy. I might have to bring him more often, I think.
He's up on all things rules and regulations.
So Dubois up 41-7, 9.6 seconds left to go here in the first half. As they send out their kick team, again deep for the Owls. It's going to be Logan Cole. This time, Thompson is deep for the Owls, about the 5-6 yard line. Kohler about the 15, along with Keyshore on the near hash mark. So the Owls look like they still have their heads up. They haven't given up yet.
No, none of those guys have their heads down whatsoever, and that's a good thing.
Kick is up. This time it's caught by Haviland about the 25. Haviland breaks it up across 35 and knocked down about the 40. So the Owls look like they're going to have one more play as there's 4 seconds left to go in the half. So kind of curious if the Owls are going to take a shot or if they're happy just let the clock run out here. So I don't know. I'm a risk taker. I say why not.
Talon has the arm for it. Send it.
So it's going to be first down and 10 from the 42 for the Owls. 4 seconds to go. So they got time for at least one play here, most likely just one. Talon joined in the backfield by Haviland. Takes a snap. There's a fake handoff. Talon flushed out of the pocket, takes off near sideline, looks downfield, gets a throw off intended to Thompson, but it falls incomplete, and that's going to bring an end to the first half with Dubois up 41-7. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Thank you.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screwed together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24-7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach Alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI's.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old, dried-up, cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty, chipped cutting edge on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their six locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WDSB Bradford. WDSB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Du Bois. You were joined in Travis and Mike and myself, Skurv, here at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. So far tonight, nothing but Du Bois. They've taken a commanding 41-7 lead over your visiting Owls. As the Du Bois band's out there serenading us, our friend Mike's over tallying up stats, and we're trying to figure out what happened there. So, Travis, what's your thoughts so far?
It looks like Du Bois came in with a really solid game plan. They took their time and scouted every single weakness the Owls have, and they exploited it. They've caused confusion in the secondary. They've kept the defense off balance almost the whole game. And they've done nothing and nothing but attack Talon Reese the whole game. They have been putting pressure on play after play coming from their defense. And while I've seen Talon do some amazing things on the run so far with this game, you can't have a quarterback under duress like that play after play and, you know, not expect things to break down at any given time.
Yeah, for sure. Looking for the offensive line to step up and give Talon some time, because as you've seen, he's got the arm. So far for Dubois, just in the first half alone, Trey Wingard, their quarterback, 5 touchdowns, 250 yards. That's impressive, no matter where you're at or not, what level.
Even from the moment that we got here, I was watching Trey, both quarterbacks, during warm-up. But I don't know, there was just something about Trey's warm-up drills where you could tell that he's just focused today. He's on it. Yeah. He's got arm strength. He's got accuracy. While he's not as consistently accurate as Talon Reese is, he's been known, you know, we've seen him overthrow receivers a few times here and there. When it counts, he's been making it happen today, so you got to give your hats off to him.
Yes, as Mr. Mike just hands me over some stats, so we'll run those down here in just a second. The Owls, they have not put their heads down, though.
Not at all. And I think we commented on this a few times in the first half. These guys have been resilient. Like they're not giving up at all.
No, they do have the firepower to come back. I mean, I know it's a 34-point deficit. We're real close to getting into the running clock. However, you know what? They have the ability. You know, a shot in the arm, a bounce here or there, a tip here or there, and, you know, and the Owls are right back into this.
I mean, they proved it right before the end of the half. They essentially, the second to last drive of the first half, they went down and scored like they cut through the Dubois defense without issue.
And again, you're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB as you're listening to the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. So I'm going to run over some first half stats here for the Owls as we're continuing to watch the Dubois band do a nice job out there entertaining the crowd. So far for the Owls at halftime, again, the score 41-7, Dubois. Talon Reese, so far, he has thrown 165 yards in the touchdown with 5 yards on the ground as well. So pretty good there for Tal. And his main target tonight has been Logan Kohler. Logan already over the 100-yard mark so far, 100. Enzo Alio, 28 yards receiving. Caden Keisher, 18. And Tommy Langdon's got 9 yards receiving, and he's the one that did catch that touchdown, and he also has chipped in with 15 yards on the ground. Fellow sophomore Brody Havlin has a 2-yard reception and 28 rush yards, and Nick DeGolier has been used sparingly so far, but he does have positive yards, 6 yards rushing for the Owls. Defensively, same names we've been calling the last couple of weeks. Evan Whitmore so far, 3 tackles for the Owls. Jordan Thompson, 2 tackles. And Fabian Schert making the best of his playing time, chipping in a couple tackles as well. And we also have to recognize Colton Miller. He's got a pass deflection, as does Nick DeGolier. And Matthew DeCasper, who he does have 1 deflection. I thought maybe he had 2, but regardless, I love watching that kid play. He's just intense. And for a little guy, I'd be willing to bet lunch that he's the hardest-hitting kid on this team.
Well, from what I've seen so far, and this is coming from a grown man who's also 5'6", and when you play at this level...
5'4".
when you play at this level at this height, you have no other choice other than to be fierce and to be smart. And he definitely showed his teeth with the playing time he's gotten today. He's been hitting hard. He's been playing fierce. When he's out there, you're not seeing him get beat. He's right there in the thick of it. He's on his man. He's doing his job. He's handling responsibility, and that's what you got to do.
Yeah, especially, as you said, being a little bit undersized out there, but you would not know that with his intensity. So just a real, real fun kid to watch play. And I get the opportunity on occasion up in the barbershop there, Travis. I get to talk to his grandfather and his dad. It's always interesting hearing stories about Matthew. And I guess from what his dad, Rocky, says, he's a pretty standout hockey player up in Bradford as well, playing all over the place. So good on you, Matthew. As you know, I'm a big fan of kids playing multiple sports. So always good to have well-rounded kids.
And that explains that intensity, learning just now that he's a hockey player as well.
Yeah, you know, his dad was fun to watch, too. I mean, he had that intensity as well. I do have fond memories watching Rocky play out there for the Owls. So but that was a few years ago. I won't give your age away, Rocky, but we know where you're at, buddy. Again, you're joining myself, Skirv, and my friend Travis here at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show as the Beavers have taken a commanding 41-7 lead over the Owls. And as we said just before the half, Dubois is, in fact, going to get the kickoff in the second half here. So I'm assuming they're going to want to get down there and score quick and get this into the mercy rule and into the running clock.
I think that would be anybody's goal in this position. But like we keep saying, the resiliency of Bradford, I'm going to say Bradford's going to come out swinging, and they're not going to allow that. They're going to shut them down. They're going to make the necessary adjustments. I'm not super familiar with the coaching staff, but from what I've seen, these kids are going to come out ready.
Sure. And I got another wrinkle to throw in you, Travis, that I might have failed to mention on the way down. We got to be paying attention not only from what we've seen so far, but going into the second half, we have some responsibilities we have to take care of here. One of those responsibilities is every week you and I get the name, the Model TN MVP of the game for the Owls.
No.
As well as the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. And so far, I got an idea who the player of the game is going to be, just kind of trending that way. I haven't really, nothing sticks out to me as far as a collision of the game yet.
No, but there's still a whole half of football left.
So, yeah, just keep your eyes peeled. Keep that in the back of your mind, what we're working on here, and we'll make that decision in the post-game show. Hopefully, we'll have better news than what we've had so far. So as the halftime's starting to wind down here, you know, about 3 minutes to go before we see the teams coming back out and getting loosened up here, another big crowd down here for Dubois, which they typically are. I'm a little bit confused by the student section tonight. And I'm a whole lot confused so far by some of these calls these refs have made. I know, Mark, leave it alone, drop it, but
well,
as
a football fan, you definitely want to see things called a lot more down the middle. And as a parent, you don't want to see any of these kids get put in a position where they may get injured or where they may get hurt. Like, that's part of the regulations of the game. Not only does it keep it fair, it keeps these young athletes safe. A hit out of bounds is just completely uncalled for.
2 yards out of bounds.
Yes. And does the penalty make him any safer? No, but you call it once, and then it shuts it down for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and he took a pretty good shot. Expecting, I mean, who expects getting hit 2 yards out of bounds?
Nobody does, but, you know, you got to give Talon Reese credit for showing his toughness, and we keep bringing it up time and time again, that resiliency, and he's definitely showing why he's the QB of this team, why he's, because you don't see him putting his head down. You don't see him not playing equally as hard on every play. So, you know, hats off to Talon Reese for sticking with it.
I have not missed an Owls game in 5-6 years, and I'm telling you right now, hands down, right quick before we go to a break here, before the game resumes, hands down, toughest football player I've seen on a football field. Hands down, no questions asked. That kid is tough as nails.
He's proven it. He's taking hit after hit. He's been put under duress by this tough Dubois defense, and he just keeps right on rolling.
All right, we're going to finish up the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show from here in Dubois, as Dubois has a commanding 41-7 lead over the Owls. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Du Bois. And real quick, as the teams are stretching out, getting ready for the second half, last night, Travis, I was down at Fretz Middle School to watch Fretz take on the Cowdersport Falcons. And even though I hate giving Coach Gow credit, he did well, as his middle school Owls were able to pull out a big win, a 26-14 win, in fact. Just an excellent, well-played game last night. It was actually really super fun to watch. Leading the Owls down there at the middle school, Bentley Evans had 8 rushes, 46 yards, including a TD run. Quarterback Brady Rosendahl, impressive, going 8 of 9, 158 yards, 3 touchdown passes. He threw touchdown passes of 41 yards and 2 of 5 yards each in a 2-point conversion run also for Rosendahl. Brody Pogue also kicking in a 5-yard touchdown catch, one of those 5-yarders from Rosendahl. And Melinda Gow, 4 catches, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns. So he caught one of 5 and 41 yards. So a nice game there for Mr. Gow. Defensively for the Owls, Bentley Evans was all over the place, and he was laying down hit after hit after hit as he came up with 8 tackles on the evening. Rosendahl chipped in 5 tackles. Tevin Williams, an impressive game, 6 tackles, and Derek Dixon able to force a fumble for the Owls. It was a tough first half for the middle school Owls. They were only up 6-2 at halftime, but were really able to break it open and win 26-14 to go 1-0 on the season. And next week they're at Ridgeway, but I believe it's the week after on a Thursday. They're going to be at home again. And if you don't go down to support Coach Gow, I don't blame you, but you could go down and support our little Owls as they got some real nice-looking athletes down there that I'm looking forward to moving up. So, again, congratulations on the middle school Owls on their 26-14 win last night over Cowdersport. So, Travis, back to our game as we're the teams are getting set and ready here. We're keeping in mind the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. Also, the Model T N MVP of the game. What do you anticipate to see here in the second half?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say I might be going out on a limb here, but I think that the Bradford coaching staff will get the Bradford boys ready to come out here. They will bring their A game out. I think we're going to see the defense step it up in the second half, and honestly, they need to. With Du Bois defense playing the way that they are, our defense definitely needs to step it up. Just give our offense a little bit of a chance, and then you watch this game change momentum real fast.
Sure thing, as both teams are set, and here's the opening kickoff by Keisher as he kicks it down to about the 15, and it's caught by Peterson, and he breaks across the 30 to the 35 and brought down by Matt DeCasper. So that's going to bring up a first down and 10 now for Du Bois at the, looks like it's going to be about the 30, maybe the 40, 41, 42-yard line. Yep, 42-yard line's where we're going to put it down. Is we see Evan Whitmore out there trying to fire up his defense. Jake Abers out there in his traditional spot on the line. Lucky Giordano is on the right end there. As well for the Owls, I see Braylon Little in there. Boy, he's really impressed me so far this year. He's improving. As Wenger takes the snap, there's a handoff to Dixon. Dixon kicks off to the far sideline, breaks across the end, across midfield, down to the 40, down to the 35, 30, down to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Dubois. So Dubois, first play, line of scrimmage.
Dixon relatively untouched.
Yep, one touch right up here at the line, but really showing off his speed there, and the Owls unable to counter. So that's going to be 63-yard touchdown for Dixon there. So Dubois takes over again. First play, line of scrimmage, huge touchdown run, 47-7 in favor of Dubois. And this will, in fact, put us in the mercy rule. Is the extra point is up and a booming kick right down the middle. So that's going to be 48-7. And if you're unfamiliar with the mercy rule, the running clock in PIAA football is basically it only stops if there is a timeout or change of possession. It continues the run, incomplete passes, guys knocked out of bounds, so on and so forth. So Dubois able to put the mercy rule into effect one play into the first quarters. I'm trying to look up some out-of-town scores here. So I know there's some interesting games going on around the district. Let me see if I can multitask here. As Dubois quickly out to get the ball off.
You know, from the time McCleary missed that first extra point, he's really been showing his leg strength off for Dubois today.
For sure. And he's in with the punt, kicks it deep. It's caught by Kohler at the 12. Kohler crossed 20, 25 to the 30, crossed 35 out near the 40. So another wonderful return by Logan Kohler for the Owls. Showing off his speed there, just unable to find much of a hole. So,
well, that last 10 yards, even after contact, you could tell that kid's got some toughness too because he kept pushing.
Sure. And Travis, obviously you're not super familiar with our beloved Owls here, but keep your eye on number 11 down here, Enzo Alio. He's a senior. It's his first year with the programs. He's been a big-time soccer player for the Owls. His speed is uncanny.
We've heard his name a couple times so far tonight.
Sure. Reese takes the snap. There's the handoff to Brody Havlin. Havlin looks like he pushed it just across the 40 before being pushed back. They're going to give him credit for that. Looked to be about a 4-yard gain, so it's going to bring up a second. Well, they can call it 3 yards. Second and 7 for the Owls.
That was tough running for Havlin there. That was all him right there.
Yeah, Havlin and Tommy Langdon both, which we haven't seen a whole lot of Tommy so far, which I expect that to change. That's every play, Travis. Every single play, those guys just flat out play hard. Talon looks to be changing the play up a little bit as he does his blocking scheme, maybe in the shotgun. He's got DeGolier. There's that handoff to DeGolier. DeGolier bounces it out to the far sideline as the Owls are working from right to left. There's going to be another positive gain, and that's going to push it up to a manageable third down.
The real nice misdirection play there.
Yeah, excellent. Even Talon continued the play and dropped back and, you know, the fake throw out to the near sideline. And I know he had two guys over here bite. I believe that was the defensive end and one of the outside linebackers for Dubois. So
we mentioned it earlier. This defense has been respecting Talon's arm the whole game.
So third down and 3 now from the 44 for the Owls. 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Talon flanked by Havlin and DeGolier. There's the handoff up the middle of DeGolier. DeGolier blasts up through. It looks like he's going to be across the first down marker nearing midfield. In fact, they are going to be moving the flags over there, so that's going to be a first down for the Owls. So
nice hard running by DeGolier.
Yes, that was impressive. Usually I'm used to seeing DeGolier, you know, bouncing it out outside and showing off his speed and he's got some moves out there, but really showing his power there. So good to see that. So first and 10 Owls from the 48. Talon Reese and shotgun. DeGolier again off to his right side. Sends Thompson in motion. There's the handoff again to DeGolier up the middle. DeGolier across midfield but brought down quickly. Be about a 1-yard gain for DeGolier. So more, again, positive yards now. As Dubois looks to they still have their first string in there, so they haven't done any wholesale changes or anything. So,
and Bradford's actually surprised me with the play call. A lot of counter plays and a lot of misdirection here.
Yeah, and positive yards every time so far. So
keeping everything relatively on the ground.
Yep, yep. So, again, we have split backs with Talon and Shotgun. He sends Thompson in motion to the near sideline, drops back, looks to throw the deep, nothing there, rolls out to the far sideline. Talon lets the ball go, and it's going to be caught. Not sure if they're going to call him inbound, but it is, in fact, incomplete to Kohler. Again, nearing the first down, it's going to be just shy, but...
What is the call? No, they're saying it's incomplete.
Okay, so one called it complete, one called it incomplete.
As it was very confusing. Two officials given two different signals, but they conferred and...
Huh, go figure. Questionable. Oops. So that's going to bring up a third down and 9 from midfield for the Owls. Talon running in after getting the call. Given the scheme and the play to the line, he's again flanked, and this time on the left side by DeGoyer. Takes the snap. There's a handoff to DeGoyer. DeGoyer bounces it outside across midfield and brought down quickly for a short gain. So that's going to bring up fourth down now for the Owls, who, suspiciously, there was no pass attempts on that series.
There was the one, and they called it incomplete.
Oh, that's correct. I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. The one. Yep, yep. So nonetheless, fourth down, 8 to go, 7:35 left to go here in the third quarter. And again, Travis, we're keeping an eye out for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game, as well as the Model T MVP of the game. And there's the snap and the punt by Havlin. It takes an awesome Owls bounce, hits about the 25 and sputters out of bounds at the 12-yard line. So an excellent kick by Havlin there for the Owls, pinning Dubois deep, but... As we've seen so far,
yeah, it doesn't
mean nothing.
Field positioning hasn't mattered much in this game when it comes to Dubois' offense.
So I'm curious to see if Dubois is going to send their starters, Wingard and Dixon, out there again. But
it does look like they're taking the field.
As the Owls do, in fact, have some of their younger guys in. I see Lucas Wallace out there. For one... Trying to get a number there.
Oh, I stand corrected. They didn't. They have their backup in Seth Wilmoth.
Seth Wilmoth. There's the handoff up the middle. He breaks to the near sideline, 25 to the 30 to 35, and pushed out of bounds about the 38. And that looks like Miller was able to knock him out. Let me grab my Owl stat sheet here. As I'm
a number 35, Samson Deeb.
For Dubois, yes, was the runner on that play. As Travis is hiding my Owls roster on me.
I thought I was testing his Owls knowledge.
So out on the field for the Owls, I see Ento Elios out there, as well as Will Newman. There's the snap, handoff up the middle, breaks up the middle, 45 to the 50, across 50, 45, down to the 40, pushed out of bounds by Antoelio. So another big gain by Dubois on that play.
Landon Duncan, number 44, the ball carrier for Dubois.
All right. Who's that quarterback out there?
That is Seth Wilmoth.
Okay, Wilmoth out there. I've heard that name from baseball as well. Again, some more players for the Owls I see out there is Chase Neely, a freshman, 5'6", 190 in a middle linebacker. Will Newman, Ento Elio. I believe it is, in fact, Keenan Miller out there as well for the Owls. Fabian Shirk. And Braylon Austin out there as well. As there's another run. Breaks off to the far sideline. This air across 30, 30, 25 down, nearing the 20-yard line before being pushed out of bounds. Looked like DeCasper, I believe, pushed him out. It was DeCasper and Lucas Wallace pushing him out of bounds. But that's going to be another first down for Dubois as they have a commanding 48-7 lead just under 5 minutes to go left in the third quarter here in Dubois. Again, Dubois up to the line, staying in the shotgun formation. Seth Wilmoth and the quarterback for the Beavers takes a snap. There's another handoff, this time right up the middle, but brought down quickly at the 20-yard line. Pick up maybe about 4 yards before Jackson Canfield able to bring him down. Jackson, also a freshman for the Owls, so a lot of younger guys able to get some play here on Friday Night Lights, Travis.
Well, that's important for the younger players to at least get some field time, get under the lights. You know, it helps develop them. It helps develop their love for the game. It gives them some real game experience. It helps them grow as players.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. There's nothing wrong with playing time. Playing time is always a good thing as Wilma takes the snap from the shotgun formation. Again, another handoff, this time to the near sideline. Breaks over the end of the 15, down to the 10. Cuts back inside, across 5, into the end zone. Another touchdown for Dubois.
Samson Deeb on the run. He showed some real quick feet on that.
Yeah, he's not a very big guy, but my God, that was fast. So, again, as you hear Dubois celebrating down here, as they take a 54-7 lead now, 3:48 left to go.
Yeah, this is tough for this Bradford team right now. You hate to see it.
Yeah, this is going to be their second big loss in 3 games now on this young season, as they're blown out in the first game at home against Brookville. So Dubois in for the extra point, the snap, the kick, it's up, and it is good with plenty of room to spare, and it's going to be now 55-7 Dubois. You are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Dubois. As super stat guy Mike Ernst has just informed me that perhaps the weather is hitting, in fact, up there in McKean County. As we just got word, the Smethport-Sheffield game has, in fact, been postponed. But no weather down here so far, Travis.
Yeah, it's been pretty solid, clear weather.
So there's the kickoff for Dubois. It kicks the ball deep, shirk back to get it for the Owls. He's going to pick it up about the 11-yard line, not far. Well, Charlie cuts across to the center of the field, takes a couple steps back, reverses the field back to the far sideline before being brought down about the 8-yard line. So that's going to give the Owls a first and 10 from the 8. 3:40 left to go in the third quarter as the clock does stop here with a change of possession. So, again, Dubois up big, 55-7. And, you know, all week, Travis, I'm in the barbershop. Guys are coming up, sitting in the chair, getting their hair cut up, and everybody wants to talk football, which when it comes to NFL football, yeah. You want to talk Owls football, come on up and see me. And all week, guys were real optimistic. And when I say guys, not only regular fans, but I'm able to cut some coaches, players, referees, even a couple of opposing coaches, and nobody anticipated this, I can assure you of that. In for quarterback now, Lucas Wallace. Wallace takes the snap, drops back, pitches it over the center. It's caught across the 10, 15, out near first down marker at the 20. That was Max Warner on the catch for the Owls. The first time I've called Max's name so far this year. Max, a 5'9", 133-pound freshman, so a nice play over the middle. For Wallace, as he showed some composure there as well.
Definitely. He had the same amount of pressure in his face as Reese has had all night.
Sure. Wallace again in shotgun for the Owls, takes a snap. There's a handoff at the middle to DeGoyer. DeGoyer ran into a couple defenders, but able to fall forward for no gain. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 now for the Owls from the 19, as the Owls are substituting a couple of guys in. I see Braden Wells out there for the Owls, as well as Keenan Miller out there. Fabian Shirk. Wallace takes the snap, drops back, rolls out to the far sideline, lets the throw off, and it's just overthrown. He was looking for sophomore Braylon Austin, but unfortunately he sailed it a little bit as he let that one go on the run.
Yeah, it's I'm learning new names now, Mark. It's like I started getting familiar with the players and the names and the numbers, and now it's all brand new again.
Sure. One of the benefits for me is I'm forced against my will to help Gao out and keep stats for him down at Fret. So I've seen a lot of these guys playing for the last several years down there. So I'm familiar with them, just getting used to their names. As there's the snap is off, but there's a flag in the play. It's going to be a foul start.
Yeah, that was. Well, young guys out there, they're going to make young guy mistakes. It's just part of the growing pains of being a varsity football player.
Sure, as if you're just joining us, the Owl substituting a lot of their younger guys in there, as well as Dubois, which is honestly nice to see Dubois do that, because last year we had a team that was up big on us, and we substituted in, and I won't say their names, Central Clarion, but they left all their starters in and just flat out embarrassed our team, and it was not an enjoyable evening. As Lucas Wallace able to complete a pass over the middle,
I mean,
for some solid yardage there. That pass was complete to Braylon Austin.
That's at the basis of high school football is sportsmanship. You know, that which brings us back to following the rules and keeping these athletes safe. You know, you're not gonna. Like I said, bottom line is you want to keep these young kids safe so that way they can have long careers playing sports.
Owl's going to go for it on 4th and 6 from their own 23. Is the clock under a minute to go? They're going to kick it. There's the snap
and
the kick,
blocked.
And it's partially blocked. Although it does get a Bradford roll.
Nice.
But it does look like Dubois is able to. In fact, they are able to come up with it. So Dubois is going to take over. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the 35. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dubois. Is Dubois playing fast, even with their JV guys out there, as they get a playoff, and they just a couple-yard gain on the ground before being brought down by Bryce Thomas for the Owls as the third quarter clicks to a close. They're going to put a fresh 12 minutes on the board, so 55-7 in favor of Dubois as the teams are going to take a quick breather, but we are, in fact, going to stay here with you. Travis, what's your impression so far? I mean, I know you've been away from the game for a long time. I know this is a tough game to judge by, but just the atmosphere and more importantly, I guess what I want to ask you is what's the speed of the game like now compared to when you played?
When you're younger and you're out on the field, everything just seems so much faster, you know, but maybe it's because, you know, you got a few more years in there that now I'm a whole lot slower that it seemed like it was faster back then.
Very well, yes.
I don't know if any of that made sense. I feel like I contradicted myself, but
we get it.
It's out there.
So both teams quickly back out on the field as the clock starts, as we're in the mercy rule. Dubois takes the ball. There's the snap, a handoff under center the first time tonight. There's a quick handoff. Didn't catch a number on there. But
number 44, that is Landon Duncan.
And Max Warner on the tackle for the Owls. Looked like a combination of Warner and Bryce Thomas. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 5 now for Dubois. As they're working from right to left. Again, Dubois with a big lead, so here down at Mantle Stadium. Again, Dubois lines up, this time again under center is Seth Wilmoth for Dubois. Takes a snap, another handoff, again up the middle. Nothing. Oh, he bounces off a tackle before being wrapped up and driven to the ground. trying to get a number there.
Landed Duncan on the ball carry again for Dubois.
Yeah, and that was a big hit by Jacob Bang for the Owls. So there's a late nod. That could be potential.
That was a nice hit.
Yeah, we're talking about the Love Toyota Collision Center. Owls collision of the game as a big hit was laid down there. Again, by number 71, Jacob Bang for the Owls. First and 10, though, here for Dubois. There's the snap, the handoff up the middle, and hit in the backfield and brought down. I look like that was Braylon. Caleb Mackey was in for the tackle that time for the Owls.
Yeah, he just overpowered Duncan on that one.
Yeah, Mackey, 6'3", 211, junior for Bradford, getting some time in there tonight. As the clock continues to tick, already down to the 10-minute mark left to go in the game. It's going to be second and six now from the 20 for the Beavers, whom have looked pretty impressive so far tonight.
Yeah, they definitely came in with an outstanding game plan.
Nope, there's a fumble on the snap. There's a big old pile there.
I think that's Bradford ball.
I believe it is. Nope, they're going to call that third down now. So somehow Dubois able to fall on top of that. So it's going to bring up third down and six now from the 20. As Seth Wilmoth, quarterback for Dubois, gets the play call from the sideline, huddles his men up. The Owls are ready to go here. Third down and six. Wilmoth under center. Looks like a power eye formation, which you don't see too often anymore. There's the snap. There's a hand up to the up back. He breaks it across the middle down to about the 10-yard line. That was Landon Yoey on the run and Neely on the stop for the Owls. So fourth and one now from the 15. Dubois obviously going to go for it here.
I was kind of hoping we'd get a look at that kicker.
Yeah.
See him outside of an extra point situation.
Yeah, from what we understand, 45-yard field goals are not out of the realm for him. There's the snap, the handoff. Breaks off to the near side, up across the five, and takes a huge hit. That might be the one we're looking at, Travis.
I think so.
I just got to see who that was. It looks like that was... Let me get a number on here for certain. That was Luke Erickson with a huge hit. So that's going to be Luke, a 6'2", 212-pound freshman for the Owls. That name sounds familiar. His dad, Mike's our athletic director up in Bradford. It's going to be first and goal from the one for Dubois. There's the handoff, and there's a pile, and wait for the call from the ref. That is going to be a touchdown. Near sideline referees calling that. So Dubois opens up the lead now to 61-7.
A lot of really good hard-nosed running from the Dubois running backs.
Yeah, nothing special. Just hand it off. You know, it's whether they go left or right. Most of the time they went left on this drive. So, you know, it's not like they're trying to open it up and drop deep balls or nothing. They're just straight up the middle. The Owls like, here we are, stop us. Dubois in for the extra point. There's the snap, the kick. It's up and...
No good.
He pushed it to the right, so the score is going to remain 61-7. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Du Bois. Not real sure what's going on here, but both head coaches are meeting with referees in the middle of the field here.
The word from up here is they might be calling the game based on lightning.
They are, in fact, calling the game. There's some lightning, I guess, in the distance. So we're going to call the game at 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 61-7 Du Bois. In fact, that is going to be the game. So a little bit of a surprising turnaround, but I mean, you know, this way, Travis, they're going to save injury, potential injury, and whatnot here. So, well, I'm okay with this.
That and these kids played their heart out today. There's no need to try to bury their confidence any worse.
Yeah. So we're up here in the booth with a couple Bradford coaches. Excuse me, sorry. I was just talking to one Davis right now, Davis Reddington, one of the Bradford coaches, in fact, informed me that lightning is in the area, so they just decided to call the game. So, smart call.
Yeah, once again, I know we've mentioned it a few times during the game. These kids' safety is priority.
Sure. So, again, Du Bois takes a 61-7 win over the visiting Bradford Owls. They're going to move to 2-1 on the season. The Owls are going to fall to 1-2. We have Mr. Mike Ernst over there taking care of some numbers for us, so we'll have some final stats. We are going to take a quick break. While we do that, we'll be back with a post-game show. We're going to announce our Love Toyota Collision Center Collision of the Game and also our Model T in Player of the Game. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Du Bois in the postgame show, as the game was cut short early with around 7 minutes to go, but Owls were down big with Du Bois taking a 61-7 lead before they called it with lightning in the area. So we had caught word that it happened.
And Mark's conferring with our stat guy.
Sorry about that. There's some lightning coming into our air, so he just decided to call the game, which I'm in favor of. So, with that being said, we're going to try to do a quick wrap-up here and figure out what's going on. We're going to name the player of the game and the collision of the game and the Love Toyota collision of the game and the Model T and player of the game. So, some highlights real quick. Scoring for the Owls just one time was a Talon Reese 9-yard pass to Tommy Langdon for a touchdown for the Owls, with Caden Keishier coming in with the extra point. Some final stats for the Owls. Going to look very similar to what they were in the first half. Talon Reese, 165 yards passing, one touchdown, five rush yards. Logan Kohler eclipses the 100-yard mark, 109 yards receiving. Enzo Elio, 28 yards receiving. Caden Keeshear, 18 yards receiving. Tommy Langdon had 9 yards receiving, including that touchdown catch there, and 15 yards on the ground. Brody Haviland, a 2-yard reception and 28 rush yards, along with Nick DeGoyer kicking in 20 rush yards for the Owls. And when they switched over there in the second half, freshman Lucas Wallace was able to come in at quarterback, put up 20 yards passing. Max Warner had 11 receiving yards, and Braylon Austin, 9 receiving yards. Defensively for the Owls, Matt DeCasper, Colton Miller, and Nick DeGoyer each had 1 deflection. For the Owls, leading tackler was Evan Whitmore with 3, Jordy Thompson with 2, Fabian Shirk, 2, Caleb Mackey, 2, Matt DeCasper, 2, and Lucas Wallace with 2 hits. That Wallace kid's real impressive. I mean, he's only a freshman. He's an athlete. I mean, he's an athlete. He's good. I enjoy watching him play football. I enjoy watching him play football. He's a nice kid to talk to, excellent parents. So shout out to Lucas. So a huge win here. Not what I expected down here in Dubois. Again, a 61-7 loss for the Owls. As I continue to try to figure out the student section, Travis, I'm not sure if we're in camouflage or minions. That's neither here nor there.
It was wacky, to say the least. Like, I'm at a loss for words. I got nothing to add.
Yeah, so again, as we're getting ready to wrap this up, the Owls will be coming home next week as they, September 13th, as they host St. Mary's Flying Dutchman. Travis, maybe you want to come up for the game next Friday. We'll see.
Maybe I'll take a stop in. That's my home turf.
Yeah, it is. It is. You might as well stop in the barbershop and get cut up while you're there. I mean, just saying. Throw that out there. All right, so here we go. We got some work to do here to wrap this up. I am going to go ahead, Travis, and name Talon Reese as our Model T and MVP of the game. Not a traditional night that we typically see Talon have. However, that's a respectable night for any other D9 quarterback. So again, congratulations, Talon Reese is our Model TN MVP of the game. And now, Travis, I'm going to give you the honors of naming the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. What do you got for us?
Oh, it has to go to Jacob Bang. Towards the end of that game, he laid a hit, and it saved a touchdown, not to mention it was just a great hard-nosed hit.
Yeah.
And brings you back to some old-school football.
One thing I noticed about that is he finished that hit, too. I mean, there was the initial hit, then he drove him into the ground. So,
yeah, I mean, excellent. I guess for the casual football fan, I should have mentioned that, like, old-school football, you put your shoulder pad in the numbers, and you drive through them.
So, again, congratulations, Talon Reese, the Model TN MVP of the game, and Jacob Bang, the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. So, with the final score being 61-7 for my broadcast partner, Travis Wido, and our producing engineer, Quincy, up at the studio, I'm Mark Irvin. This has been Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.